From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before a national election, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a highly anticipated televised debate at New York's Hofstra University. They clashed over how to handle the economy. Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, blamed policies of the Bush administration for creating the dire conditions inherited by President Barack Obama when he took office in 2009.
Remember where we were 8 years ago. We had the worst financial crisis, the Great Recession, the worst since the 1930s. That was in large part because of tax policies that slashed taxes on the wealthy, failed to invest in the middle class, took their eyes off of Wall Street, and created a perfect storm.
Donald Trump, a wealthy New York businessman and the Republican nominee, accused Hillary's husband, former President Bill Clinton, of agreeing to a bad trade deal with Mexico and Canada called NAFTA.
The NAFTA agreement is defective just because of the tax and many other reasons. Secretary Clinton and others, politicians, should have been doing this for years. What's happened to our jobs and our country and our economy generally is, look, we owe $20 trillion. We cannot do it any longer.
Trump said the former Secretary of State and New York senator had little to show for her many years in public life. Opinion polls show the race very close, heading toward November 8. Elections in Somalia are being delayed again over security concerns. Voting for the parliament was set to begin this weekend with the appointment of a president October 30th. Facing a threat from al-Shabaab militants, the parliamentary ballots being pushed back to October 23rd. The president will be named November 30th. This